please find a seat. Thank you. Roll call. I see everybody is in attendance. General announcements. Does anybody have anything? I know, General, you have something for me?
That seems appropriate.
I just want to, a couple things. First of all, I want to welcome Councilwoman Bowser back. Number two, I just want to give Council a quick brief on Serve Day that went down Saturday. It was spearheaded by the North Atlanta Church of Christ and Reverend McLaughlin up there and one named Ron Wood. Two of the many. But I just want to tell you, I think it was really a success, even though it was rainy weather. And there's an old saying in the Marine Corps, when it's raining, we ain't training. I told everybody that morning. But we had about 200 people working, including Councilman Whitten. Yeah. I have a video of him hanging on a ladder cleaning the sign.
Yeah. Cold and wet.
We did a lot of work over at Brook Run. We replaced the whole walkway into the gazebo. We replaced all the sprinkles on the side. Cleaned off all the sidewalks there. We did a lot of work at the pavilion. We didn't get as much done as we wanted as far as cleaning the sidewalks, but we'll be back before Lemonade Days. And then if you come out of the park and turn right all along Peachtree, North Peachtree, then turn down around Barclay, we cleaned up all the trash, blew all the timbers, whatever was out on the street, back into the woods, and it looks pretty darn good over there. Over at the Nature Center, they made it ADA compatible on the front door. And then we took out all the handrails that were decorative and weren't any good, and we replaced the front handrail, the back handrail. We have two of them back there now. We replaced the bottom step, replaced the steps going down into the park with new timbers, and put some new steps over on the playhouse there. I guess that's what it's called. But all in all, there's a lot of people to thank, and there are people that just 45, 46 degrees, rain, you just got out there and did it. And you're on your hands, I'll just show everybody right here. I have a photo here. If I can still find it here, I had it a minute ago. Adrian, did you steal my
back page?
Yeah, all the way back.
And this is a before and after photo of a sign. And this was taken, by the way, by the retired CEO of AT&T. So it just wasn't, anybody out there. Everybody was out there. But all those folks up there, Ron Wood, Ray Bauer, who was a construction head, if you want to go to war, Bill Tobin, by the way, I don't know if Bill's here tonight, but he's the head of our volunteer committee, and Bob Hopkins, both of them were out there all day, and as Bill said, if you want to go to war next time, get the folks in North Atlanta Church of Christ to organize it, because they are well-equipped. We owe them deep gratitude, and I will send out a video and an email that they sent me to all of the members of the council. But again, it was a great success, and we'd like to build on that a little bit if we could. I'll tell you another thing we did real quick. We picked up all the litter off of all the 285 turnoffs coming into Dunwoody. And you should see the trash. I filled up the dumpster full almost. And a couple things I think we need to look at came out of this. We need to get after litterers a little bit. So if you start throwing your stuff out, help pay for the city's debts, and whatever we can to clean up a litter area. We have an idea with the volunteer committee of cleaning up, having a, so-and-so takes a certain block or something, and then also the sign cleanup for a continuous situation. Hopefully we'll build on this day and make a clean shine, fix up Dunwoody an annual day with a lot of folks pitching in, build a little community spirit. That's what it's all about.
Great. Thank you very much for heading that up on our behalf, too. So, that's a wonderful event.
Okay, just got a couple things real quickly. Sorry for the casual attire. I just spent the proverbial three-hour tour with Dunwoody's finest, the chief's command staff there, showing the highlights and lowlights of Dunwoody. So they are getting familiarized in, and Billy, you guys have completed hiring now of the entire police force. Yes. And you guys, from what I heard this afternoon, they're going to be ready at the streets April 1 and at the park. Another announcement is very good news. On Thursday the 12th, Fulton County Superior Court gave us the decision for the Hopes lawsuit. So we won, DeKalb lost that, and that was basically on HB 264, which gives us the host proceeds and the ability to take those in as a city. Now, I imagine DeKalb is going to appeal it, but round one goes to us. We have Senate Bill 58, which is the property transfer bill going to committee this week in the House. It could be as early as tomorrow, but probably Wednesday. It's going to subcommittee and then the full committee, possibly in one day. We've made a few changes to the language based on a consultation with the bond attorney that we've looked at with that. We've also, the city council and mayor have signed a letter to our legislative delegation imploring them to push for passage for that. Basically what that does is transfer all the county properties in the city limits of Dunwoody to the city, as well as the bond proceeds from the 2001 and 2006 bond issues. And last item, our city attorney, Brian Anderson, on Saturday was elected at the county convention to first vice chair of the DeKalb GOP.
Is that a good thing, John?
Is that a thing? What you would expect it to.
Yeah, I just wanted to, a lot of people know that I'm pretty serious medical emergency, and I just want to thank everybody for their thoughts and prayers. Everybody's just sweet, and I got phone calls, and I probably talked to some people, and I don't remember talking to them, so I talked to my age. But I'm the chairman of the school committee for the city, and we had a naming, we're still naming, going. I'm not sure what the name is for the new school, and I want to let people know that we're going to have ballots going out just to the kids who are in the feeder schools. So all five feeder schools get to vote on this. And the names that are going to be in the ballot are Dunwoody Elementary, Ibsen Elementary School, and Womack Elementary. The color choices are going to be red and blue, red and yellow, and dark blue, and light blue. And the mascot names that they can choose from are Mustangs, the Colts, and the Tigers. I just thought I'd let people know what we had decided to put on the ballot, and then see we won't get the ballots back for at least 2 weeks, and then we'll go from there to finalize the and mascot color choices. It's only the kids in the theater schools. Well, kids and parents. And I do want to congratulate John. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
That is remarkable.
Is that John down there?
Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian. And Danny, you have something?
Yeah. With respect to the school naming, actually our honorable mayor got it. I mean, he wanted to put in to make the ultimate sacrifice.
Thank you.
I wanted to also report that my son-in-law said he had just the best day he ever had on Sunday after Councilman Schroeder had the day of working in the rain. My son-in-law, who owns the urgent care facility, had a banner day, so he wants to sponsor it next time.
Send all the money to my wife.
All right. You guys have anything else?
I'll add on Friday, we had a junior achievement day at Chestnut Elementary, and I'd like to thank Adrian and Danny and the mayor for attending, as well as Chief. It was a nice event, and I thank you for that. And finally, as far as my little haircut, I raised $1,500 for childhood cancer for St. Baldrick's. Thank you.
I got to be honest, you've never looked better. John?
We can't bust weeds in 5 minutes.
All right. Danny, would you do the invocation for us, please?
At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflect our values. Give us strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate.
Amen. Thank you, Peter. Doctor, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United justice for all.
Thank you. All right, meeting agenda. Any comments on the agenda? Seeing that there are none, I'm going to make a motion that we approve the agenda as written. Second. Any discussion on that? All in favor of the meeting as it is written, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, thank you. Now it's time for public comment. Mr. Dallas.
Sure.